Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm doing so great. I love Christmas. This is my favorite time of year.
Isn't it so much fun? And, you know, I saw you in the light parade.
It was fun. You didn't see me because my lights were super bright.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's really hard. I think people don't understand how hard it is to see inside the vehicles. Then they say, why didn't you announce my name? I couldn't see you. But you made it possible for me.
So I noticed that, though, with several people I pulled up would say their name and they're like, who's in there? We can't see you.
Yeah, so. It's such a fun event. And, you know, I love the fact that law enforcement gets involved so much. Everyone just wants to go and have a good time.
Yeah. And it was fun. I know of no incidents for the light parade. I think it was good all around.
Yeah, it definitely was. Well, Christmas time for so many doesn't just mean happiness. There are some crazy scams that go around this time of the year.
I call it the 12 scams of Christmas. So the one to look for is a lookalike website. So many consumers will see an increase in the number of email alerts announcing deals, gifts, and sales. While mailers can look legitimate, the links may lead to lookalike websites meant to trick you into entering private information or giving scammers an opportunity to download malware onto your computer. So there are a few things you can do to protect yourself. Review the sender's address, as businesses will often send emails with a propriety address like something at bbb.org. Look for misspellings throughout the email. Make sure it looks professional, and if it doesn't look right, don't do it. The social media gift exchange is another one. Purchasing one gift and receiving several in return may sound like a harmless way to give and receive presents, but it's a scam, and it's a pyramid scheme, and it's actually illegal.
Really?
Shouldn't do it, yeah. The grandparent scam. So scammers target seniors posting as a grandchild or family member, and they claim they've been in an accident, hospitalized, arrested, or need an urgent issue, and they have to have money sent immediately. So the best thing to do about that is if you get that call, verify through the hospital or the facility they claim to be in. Find out if it's legitimate, if they're really there. Most of the time, it's not the real deal. So temporary holiday jobs. Many businesses require a little extra help for the holidays and often seek temporary employees, but beware of fraudsters who attempt to glean personal information from applicants. Job seekers trying to avoid this scam should apply for a job in person or by going directly to the retailer's website, not following links. Be wary of anyone requiring to hand over personal information over the phone or online before meeting you in person, and be suspicious of a job that requires you to pay for equipment or software up front. There's one that's free gift cards. Who doesn't love free stuff around the holidays? But scammers hope to take advantage of that fondness through phishing emails and pop-up ads offering gift cards. If you come across these, you should not open the email as it could be a phishing attempt. And if you do, don't click the links. Don't share any personal information to receive the card, as scammers will use that to steal your identity. And click the ad, but close out of the app or program you're using. Clear your history and return to your ad blocker. E-cards. Christmas cards are sent out this time of year with some friends and family. Maybe going the high-tech route by sending e-cards. But look out for scams as well. Make sure that the sender's name is easily visible, and be wary if they require you to enter your personal information. Most of these scams are trying to get your info. So fake shipping notifications, deliveries notified that can often be expected throughout the holiday season as many consumers go online to purchase gifts, but some of these announcements may be phishing scams. So it's the same as all the others. Make sure you don't follow the links. Don't let them trick you into giving your information. You know, just be wary of that. So that's just some of them. We'll do some more as it gets closer to Christmas. But
yeah,
got to keep your eyes open for the scams. And of course, we know the packages. If you're having packages delivered, be smart about that. Have a neighbor grab your package, or, you know, ask to have it put on a side door or not in front of your house.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I've actually seen and had them delivered to me, the fake shipping confirmations. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, wait, did I order something from this website? I don't remember. Don't fall for those, because yeah, then you go click on the link, it'll ask you for your information. It's a huge, huge scam.
Sounds like if you stay away from a lot of the links, if you go directly to a website and not have to link into it, that's a safer way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
And you know, Sheriff, if somebody does have questions about any of the scams, maybe they think that they've been potentially scammed, You can always contact your banking institution. They know a lot about the scams, and also they can contact you.
You bet. And, you know, I have people all the time come in my office and say, look at this, what do you think? And I'm always happy to offer an opinion. And, yeah, I trust my banking institution wholeheartedly. They know about the scams. So always, though, folks, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You know, and that's, they just play on human nature of, we'll give you this for a little bit, you'll get a lot.
Right, exactly. So be aware, this is especially the time of year that we don't want to fall victim to scams. We never do, but this time of year especially. So definitely be aware, be careful, and just pay a little bit extra attention when it comes to these things.
Yeah, and make sure you're taking time to enjoy family and friends during the holidays and enjoy the moment. Because it doesn't last.
Exactly. And quick reminder, school will be coming to an end for the school year. Carbon School District's last day will be the 20th. So don't forget that that last week, I have a feeling that the kids are going to be a little crazy at the bus stops.
I think we ought to do our work schedule like school works and just say, all right, we're done after the 20th. We'll be back.
I agree.
Go on holiday.
Done.
I'll talk to Paul for you.
Yeah, let's do that.
Maybe we can tempt him with my mom's world-famous rum balls.
Done. You'll get a treat. Your employees don't work.
Yeah, but they get paid.
But yeah, they got to get paid.
That's right.
Right.
That's
pay, no work.
There you go.
We'll just play a bunch of music and call it good.
I'm in.
Beautiful. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Don't forget, you can find additional information on this interview as well as others by heading on over to castlecountryradio.com.